So basically, we're doing Tosfos Orulei Rabbanan. Orulei Rabbanan. Okay, fine. So Tosfos Orulei Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda Karan, Rabbi Shalav. So basically, you have Machlokas Amoraim about whether who has to pay for a kibud avayim. Okay, does the son have to spend the money or not? Okay, the son spend the money or not? And basically, in a nutshell, the way we concluded is Machlokas is the mitzvah actions of servitude. Is it actions of servitude, which is only the activities of giving him the stuff, doesn't involve the money? Or do you say, no, the mitzvah includes the financial backing for the servitude? Now, service begins, the first step of service is the financial backing. That's a prerequisite for the servitude, for feeding a guy, is to have the food. So the mitzvah includes, according to the one who owes Michel Ben, it includes the financial backing of the servitude. Okay, fine. That was the basic question. Fine. So the question, how do we paskin? Do we paskin that you have to spend money or you don't have to spend money? So Tosu says, Mashma, again, it's Tosu Oru, Lam Bezim Alav. Mashma Shekach Halacha. This is that Michel Av. That basically the son does not have to spend money for Kibud Avayim. Kibud Avayim is only the actions of servitude. It doesn't involve monetary, the financial backing. L'chein Pasuk B'shel Tostrov Achoy, Parshas Vayishma. Okay, upasak, but yet he paskin hecha de les leila av is leila ben chayv ben lotzan aviv. So there's a proviso that it's true you don't spend money for kibud avayim, but if the father is broke and he says I need food, and he says get your own food, he says, well, I don't have any food, I don't have any money, I don't have anything, and the son has money, then the son is chayv to spend money. Okay, then the son is chayv to spend money. Okay. Which on the surface is a little difficult, because are you chayv to spend money or not chayv to spend money? Like, how does that work out? You tell me you chayv to spend money. If you tell me kibud involves money, it should always involve money. If it doesn't involve money, then who cares if he's broke? Tough break, but you're not chayv to spend money. Right? I mean, but that's what he's saying. He's saying is that you chayv to spend money. Okay?
Yeah, because
it means the father. So Mishalav doesn't have. Exactly. Mishalav means the father's chayv. He doesn't have money, fine. This is a problem. So what do I have to do? It's actual servitude. There's no actual servitude available for me to do right now because there's no sushi. So what do I have to do? Buy sushi with my money? That's not part of the mitzvah. So how do you get me to have to start paying for it if he doesn't have? Who cares if he doesn't have? Okay, so let's go on. We'll see. There is an answer. Okay. V'chein pasag riv rabbeinu chanal. Dem'ein la'av mamon v'aben yeshu. D'tzorach aben l'farneso mishalam. The son has to support him. Why? D'lo yehei ela acher. Because he shouldn't be worse than somebody else. What does he mean by that? Exactly. He's making like an ani. He said like the Amar Ben Arav is spotted. The Rav Achi Alehu Gav Rav Avgin Arav Meis is a tzedaka. Because Rav, you see, in general, you could force a guy. Rav forced the guy to pay money for tzedaka. So you see, in general, a guy is chayav to give tzedaka, and you can force a guy to give tzedaka. So if the father is an ani, he doesn't have any money, so the son's going to be chayiv, just like you chayiv to give money to an ani, you chayiv to give tzedaka. So too here you're going to be chayiv. Okay, it sounds almost like he's saying it's because of tzedaka now. Right? I mean, that's part of the mystery here. Is this tzedaka or is this kibud avayim? I mean, that's really the question. What is this? So let's do it a little further. The Odom in Rishali, Amar of Yosi, Halavai Davi Kol Shemaitzi Brirli Kahach. He says, if only all Gemaras, all halachas were as clear to me as this halacha, that you could force a son to support his father. Okay, so he's trying to prove that, you see, you could force him. So he's assuming this is when the father doesn't have any money. So they were walking on the road. So a guy came and was kissing Rabbi Yochanan's feet. Omar, hi, what's going on here? What are you doing there, buddy? So Amar Lei, the Amri Lei, Zilta Oak, Vekanishta. Okay, Lomar, Horesi Lo, Shiyaase Kolkach, Shifarn Senabina. So people told me basically I should go and kiss you, or we're going to really try to convince you guys to force my son to support me. I don't know, he was pleading to these Rabbanim to force his son to plead him. So Amar Lei, Amai Lo Achvi Amar. Why don't you just force him? You don't need me to like convince him or whatever. Why don't you force him? I'm like, you go and do kof and bid me up. He says, well, you're allowed to force a guy to feed his father? Or is that true? So I'm like, at shichas lakach. So Pirush, Bechilo Yadata the Kofen, Pshita the Kofen. Of course you can force. So you see from that Gemara there that it says that you have a right to force a son. Just again, he's trying to prove that you have a right to force a son to feed his father. The father needs money. You have a right to force the son. The son is absolutely chayiv to do it. He's shown from these Gemaras, all these Gemaras, that the son is absolutely chayiv to support his father. The father doesn't have money. Okay? It's not clear. I mean, it sounds so far like it's stuck, alright? Yeah. It sounds so far that it's not because of kavod, because kavod is mishal bat. It's only mishal avami. But why you chayiv to pay? Because it's stuck. It sounds that way so far, right? Okay. There's also a raya from this Yishami brought above. Because the raya of Yishami said, kavod is Hashem mehoncha. So by kavod shemayim, you're only chayiv from your wealth. If you have money, you're chayiv. If you don't have money, you're not chayiv. But bekibud avo enem, our kavod is bichvas imelcha. The mashma ben yesh lohon ben ein lohon. But by kibud avo em, remember we said it's more strong than kibud kavod shemayim because you're chayiv whether you have money or if you don't have money, you're chayiv to do kibud avo em. So that implies, what's those bringing? Those I'm saying, that implies you see that a son is chayv to spend money. Because otherwise, I mean, whether he has money or doesn't have money, it doesn't do with money. What does money have anything to do with it? But he's saying it must be that really money is a part of it. Money is a part of it. Right? He's saying, if he has money, so how is money a part of it? So he's saying, presumably money is a part of it when the father doesn't have money, so then the son is going to have to spend his money. Right, and as the father doesn't have any food, so that's where money is going to be an issue. Because if you, what do you mean, whether you have money or you don't have money? If all kavod were actions and it never include force you to spend money, so what do you mean you're chayiv to do kavod whether you have money or not? It doesn't do with money. But it must be that there's an instance where you do have to spend your money. So the instance is when the father basically is broke. So the father's broke, then you'd have to spend your money. And if you don't have money, you'd have to go around getting money. That's what they say. They have to go collecting money to get them. But either way, you see that involves money. So why does it involve money? So it's those saying, it must be that when the father, even though according to the Shito holds Michel Av, if the father is broke and he doesn't have any money, then you're chayiv to give him. You're chayiv to give him. Okay, so what does this sound like? What is this part of Tosos? Exactly. This proof in Tosos, as opposed to all the other proofs. Until now, you would have read Tosos at Staka. It's not that clear, whatever. I have to do it tzedakah. It's a general law of tzedakah. But now he's saying is because kaved es avicha v'esimecha is whether you have money or whether you don't have money. That's nothing to do with tzedakah. That's not a pasuk of tzedakah. That's a pasuk of kaved es avicha v'esimecha. So now all of a sudden it sounds like he's saying that in kibud avayim itself, if the father doesn't have money, you're chayiv to give him to support him. But how is that? Kibud avayim is only mishal av. So now it sounds like he's backtracking from what he seemed to be setting up of lo yehi ala acher, which sounds like it's just a normal din of tzedakah. And now all of a sudden it becomes somehow kibud avayim. I mean, which one is it? Right? And first of all, which one is it? And if it is the kibud avayim, it's hard to understand because it doesn't seem to be kibud avayim. It involves spending your money. So how does it change if he has money or doesn't have money? Right? Also, if you say tzedakah, it's also not so simple. Because in staka, what's the chiv in staka? The chiv in staka is to give the ani. So do I have to give my father? What do I have to give my father? Why can't I give a different ani? Mm-hmm. A lot of anis, right? I mean, there is a halacha in general that if you have a different anis, you have to give your aniyim of your ear first, and then the aniyim of your family, and the, you know. But is there is your father before everyone else in your family? I think I looked there in the halachas in staka. I don't think it said that your father is first. Your family first. Your family first. But I don't think it says your father your closest relative? Like, how? I mean, it's true, there's the idea of giving your relatives first, but it doesn't have in the list there your father's before your mother's, before your sister's, before your brother's, before your kids, before his family. It's any of your mishpacha. So how does, even if you want to tell me it's staka, then how do you just force a guy to do it for his father? Well, what do you mean? Maybe I have to support my brother. How does, you know, I mean, how does this should be a totally different discussion. Basically, kibud avayim is basically nothing to do with money. Now, you want to study this like with staka, and when you study this like staka, you'll figure out how it's going to affect. What does that even do with this whole discussion, even, if you want to say it's staka? So it's like, it's torn either way. If you say it's staka, how does my father get in terms of staka? If you say it's kibud avayim, so then, what do you mean? Kibud avayim might not spend money on kibud avayim. And it doesn't sound, and also in the Pshat and Tosfos he has a contradiction, because at first he sounds like it's staka, but then in the end he's saying it's from the pasuk kibud avayim. So it's hard to know what exactly Tosfos is saying. Either way, it's full of difficulties, but it's also, you don't know what he's saying. Okay, it's true. It's a good point. It's that forcing, you see, you could force a guy for tzedakah. But do you force a guy to keep it avayim? I mean, you do force a mitzvah to say it. There is a halacha like that. But I think if it's matan schar kasa b'tzida, the schar is written in the part of the Torah, which here it is, I think then you don't force. So if that's the case, the force seems like it's an indicative of the fact that it's a din of tzedakah. But it's hard to know. I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, force, you have to really study the sugya to see well, you know. But it seems like what you're saying is correct. But it's not, you know, you have to really, to come down positively, you have to study that a little bit. If you had a guess from just Lashon HaTosafot, would you think he's saying it's because Kibud Avayim or because it's Tzedakah? Like, bottom line, there's difficulties either way, but what does it sound like Tosafot is saying? Because there are other Rishonim talk about this a little bit. So, I mean, Tosafot is a little bit unclear, but there are other positions, other Shittas who take up Tosafot's position, and they're a little bit more explicit. I mean, it's hard to know exactly whether Tosafot is online with them 100%, but, like, for instance, the Rosh is about Tosafot, he think he openly says it's Tzedakah. The Rosh says it's Tzedakah. And I'll show you the riff also. The riff says openly it's Tzedakah. He says the riff is on Yud Gimel of an Aleph. Daf Hei Riff. Okay, if you want, you can look. You don't have to. It's not that long. It says, Orle Rabban Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar the Bride of Rabbi Yirmiyah Kimanda Michel Av. So basically, Paskin like Michel Av, the father. Vehecha de Raviyah Haben, if the son has money. Ve'av Lasle. Kaifinan Lay, Leben, you force the son, Mishaklinan, Vine, Vitor Tzedakah. And you take it from him, Vitoras Tzedakah. Ve'avinan Lavua, and you give it to the father. Ki had the Rav, Achvil of Nasa, Ma'ami, Vachvine, Arme, Tzedakah. Bechin Chodron, Misip, that's like the case of the Gemara, where you basically took money, a general case, he took money for Tzedakah from a guy. So basically, here the Riff openly says that it's the name of Tzedakah. Okay? And I think the Ran also says, He says an interesting proof, actually. He says like this. One second. Yeah, let's read a little bit in the Riff, in the Ron. Okay, yeah, so I'm just going to point that one point. But he says like this. It's, he says, the Mirna Mishalav, this is, so it's five lines from the bottom, on Yud Gimel Manav in the Daf Yeref. He says, with the Mirna Mishalav, lo sof davar echad islay la'av. Not only if the father has money, that you have to spend, it's the father's money, but even the father doesn't have money, the son is not obligated to spend his money. It's only because of staka. The only reason the son would ever have to, because he says, the Gemara says, you're not chayiv, it's mishalav, so it means the son is not obligated. So the only way is because of staka. He says it's open from our Gemara. He wants to prove it. Because it says, Dimlo Temahachi, my parchina made the Tanya Malam Ksarnkes Avkam Ksarnkes. Right? So what the Gemara? Remember the bride? So the Gemara wanted to bring a proof one way. Because it says, just like Kavod Shemayim is Ksarnkes, you have to spend money. So too by Kibir Avayim, there's Ksarnkes, you have to spend money. Right? So what did it, right? So that implies that it's Michel Ben. It implies that the son has to spend money, right? So what did it answer for the guy who held Michel Av? It said, no, it means for Bitl Malacha. Right. It means, no, he doesn't have to spend money. It just means he has to do it during his work hours, right? Oh, but but if you tell me that really in terms of Kibud Avayim, if the father has no money, then the son is obligated to pay. So why didn't the Gemara say, yeah, where's the chasaron kes if the father has no money? Right? In other words, even the guy, and if you want to tell me, even the guy who says Michel Av, that is the father, the son doesn't have to pay, but he'll agree if the father is broke, then the son does have to pay. So then that's where the son has to pay. That's chesaron kes. What do you have to come on and say, bitul malacha? Everybody agrees that the son has to pay. The only question is, does he have to pay always or only if the father's broke? But why? So, but the fact that the Gemara says bitul malacha implies that no, really the son never ever has to pay in terms of kibud avayim. The only thing is bitul malacha is that he has to give up his job. Right, so he says that's a raya from the Gemara that the Gemara holds. The guy who holds Michel Av holds that the son never has to pay, and the only reason he'd ever have to pay is because of tzedakah. And then he brings another raya from the later part in the Gemara. You can look at it, but we didn't read that part of the Gemara. But there's another similar indication in the Gemara that the Gemara does not hold that kibud avayim, you have to pay, the son has to do it if the father's broke. And therefore he says, but umi uvada yles le'av isle benka fina le'farnes so mitar tzedakah. But it's sort of, even though that's the case, that really the son never has to pay, that's in terms of kavod. But in terms of tzedakah, he does have to. Basically, is that exact thing. Okay? And then he, again, he quotes the same Yerushalmi about basically about the fact that in Kibud Av Kibud Shemayim, it's only only with your money, and in Kibud Avayim, it's both with or without money. So again, he falls in the same trap almost. It's the same exact problem. He openly says that it's definitely only tztaka and it's not kibud avayim. Yet he brings in that same Yerushalmi which says that kibud avayim is whether you have money or you don't have money. And he uses that as a raya to show that you have to spend money if the father's broke. But what do you mean? But he just told me it's only tztaka. So how are you going to show me that from the pasuk of Kibud Avayim of Kavet Zvi Chasimecha? It has nothing to do with Kavet Zvi Chasimecha. That's just the general halacha of tztaka. So the reason why you'd think that Tosfos is saying that it's really because of Kibud Avayim is because that Raya in the Yerushalmi, the Ran openly says that it's only tztaka and has nothing at all to do with Kibud Avayim, and he brings that same Gemara. You know, he brings that same Yerushalmi. So that's why I would say it would seem that Tosis is in the same camp as the Ran and the Rosh. The Rosh also says the same type of thing, and the Reth. Seems like they're all learning that basically this is not a din of Kibud Avayim, but Kibud Avayim, and it's consistent with the logic. The logic is that Kibud Avayim is only actions of servitude. Mishel Av means the son is not obligated to spend money. So how does it matter if the father's broke? What does that have to do with me? So my father's broke. But Baman is, I'm not chayav. Kibud Avayim doesn't chayav me to spend money. So that's what he says. It doesn't. It absolutely doesn't. And the only reason you're chayav is because it's tztaka. That's the way they're learning. Okay? The question, again, if you want to say that way, the question is twofold, I think. One thing is, so then what about the Gemara which is saying that it sounds like it's bringing a raya because Kibud Avayim is whether you have money or you don't have money. It has nothing to do with Kibud Avayim. That's just the general din of tztaka. Okay, that's one question. Another question is in terms of tztaka, why do I have to give my father first? Tztaka I give anybody, give any on you, give another family member. How does my father get involved in tztaka? It doesn't seem to fit. You know, what does that even do with this Gemara? It doesn't do with this Gemara. It's just not halacha tztaka. And halacha tztaka, you don't find halacha of fathers. So it sounds like it does have something to do with kavod. You know, but they're adamant in saying it's not because of kavod. The question is, what does Rambam? Does Rambam also learn? Does that this is in tztaka, or how does he learn this halacha? So he has in Ezehu Kavod, right? This is in Gimel. Above Gimel. Okay, you can tell me if Kavod's different. But he says, Ezehu Kavod, Maichel u'mashke malvishu mechasa mishal ha'av. Okay, basically to support the father from his own money. V'im ein mamon la'av, v'yesh mamon la'ben, but the father is broke and the son has money. Kofin oso, you force him, v'zan ave v'imo, kisi mashu yavo. And he forces his father and mother as much as he could, as much as he's able. Okay? Period. Okay, so what does that sound like? The Rambam doesn't sound like he's talking about tztaka. He doesn't say about tztaka. I mean, the Rambam knows how to say it. Tztaka, and he knows about Hilchos tztaka. He has Hilchos Matnas Aniyah. And the Rambam sounds like he's talking about the definition of the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. And he's telling you the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim is you have to feed him from his money, but if he doesn't have money, then they force him to spend your money. Now, it would be strange for the Rambam to put that if this was a halacha really in terms of Kibud Avayim, you're absolutely potter, you don't have to spend any money whatsoever, he's broke, he's not broke, I don't care. But this separate halacha in terms of tztaka that you have to support your father. The Rambam should say that. I mean, it doesn't sound, just if you want to just go by placement and the semantics, I mean, the Rambam, that was your impression, right? I mean, he doesn't say anything like that. I mean, it's a hard force, you know, it's hard to force it in. But bottom line is, if all other Rishonim are talking the other way, it's also, you know, you'd like to see someone say it explicitly. You know, it's kind of like a diak, you know what I mean? Even though the Rambam, I'd say that's the simplest way to read the Rambam, and if there were machlokas Rishonim, I'd probably read the Rambam this way. But if you see all the other Rishonim are talking the other way, so you still, I don't know, you're not 100%, it's not 100% convincing law, you know what I mean? You could say that's what he means, you know what I mean? But the Ritva, you'll see, the Ritva explicitly takes out the position. Okay, so you could argue, Gary's arguing, is the fact that the Rambam says kof, in other words, you say, if the father doesn't have money, the son does, so the son's chayav to give. But kofin also implies staka, because you don't have forcing in Kibud Avayim, you have forcing in staka, so you're saying that's his reference, that's the way he's referring to staka. You could say that, again, I think it's still, it's hard, that's why I'm saying, is that it's hard to make these things. It's, I don't know, who's to tell the Rambam how to write? I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, he doesn't say it's tztaka, he doesn't say it's not. I mean, maybe you could say kofa. I mean, you could say that. I'm not, you know, it's possible. Okay, that's why again, if I didn't have any other Risha, if I had all the Rishonim who openly said it's tztaka, and I just had the Rambam here, I don't know if I'd put in time to try to assume the Rambam means that, because they'd say, look, all the Rishonim hold that, and they have good arguments. Because you see, Mishalav means you're not chayav to spend money. So how could the Rav also makes up a thing you're chayav to spend money if he doesn't have it? Doesn't make any sense, and it's against the Gemara. You know, and they have bias because the Gemara should have said it. So but then I saw the Ritva. You'll see, the Ritva says, I think clearly, we'll see it, but the Ritva says that it's really the Nukiv Ravayim. And he does not say it's the Nukiv Tzvaka. So once there's another Rishon who's saying it, then I would go with the simpler understanding of the Rambam. But whatever. Once you have the Machlokes Rishonim, then it doesn't, I don't really care so that much whether the Rambam's one way or another way. I mean, maybe those do, but whatever. I mean, you have two Sfaras. Now, whatever one, you have to figure out which one the Rambam held. I don't really, you know. That's a different story. You know, maybe they'll say, we'll see the Ritva. We'll see the Ritva says.
So let's see the Ritva. Okay? So the Ritva says like this. V'chi amrinan mishel av. This is the Ritva on the place. Okay? The paragraph starts v'chi amrinan. V'chi mishel av. Dafka v'shiyesh lo av. So when you're chayiv to spend money, when the Gemara says that you use the father's money, that's only if the father has money. Avalim ein lo la'av, v'yesh lo la'ben. If the father doesn't have money and the son does. Chayiv l'farnei same mishelo. You're chayiv to support him from your own money. Okay? So far, he doesn't say why. You don't know if it's covered or it's stuck, right? So far. Ve'ahivi ra'el ad-vrayim n'gersin b'yishalmi. Okay, brings a proof from the Yishalmi. Tani Rav Shem b'yikun yichoya. Ben mechazer al psachem. Chayiv lozen es aviv. So if a son is going door to door, he's chayiv to support his father. Atzinu shehik b'ra kosev al kibir avayim. Yosem mikvodo. Bikvodo omer kavet shem ha'oncha. So by kibir kavet o'shvayim, it's only from your wealth. Im yeshal ma'amon kabir. V'yam la'av pater. If you don't have money, you don't have to. Bikiro inemar kavet zikho esimecha. Ben yeshal ben eno. Okay, so whether you're chayiv, no matter what, whether you have money, you don't have money. So again, you can't say that's a raya because Tosos had that also, and the Ran also had that, right? So it doesn't. That's just showing that it's money. But now he's like this: Hilkach hadeos vinon begemara mitanya kavod savicha. Right? The Gemara. Remember, the Gemara asked the question. This is the point I mentioned before. Here's the follow list. He says that the Gemara asks if you're telling me that you don't have to spend money, but why does it say chesaron kes? Right? Remember, the Gemara says you see that by the Brisa says openly that supporting your father involves chisaron kes, right? So just like Kavod Shemayim. So the Gemara asked, where is there chisaron kes? So it answered, I'll tell you why, by malacha. Right, by malacha, by bitul malacha, that's what it means. But it says, v'din hu dematzei le'ukma kishe'en la'at. He says, really, the Gemara could have answered that, no, I'll tell you where you have to spend money, where there's chisaron kes by kiyur avayim. When the father's broke. When the father's broke, that's what he could have said. Kavanas of Yichlai Simachal, you could have said is, when the father's broke. Ella l'ravcha demilsa shanila. But the Gemara just wanted to give a better answer, a smoother answer. Da'afilu k'sheyesh lo nami, he said. Because even if the father does have money, l'inim bita malacha, alvaras ravach, shehu kiyotzeba. So the Gemara, he just says that the Gemara wanted to give a better answer. Because bita malacha applies across the board. Whether the father has money or doesn't have money, you're chayiv to do kavod in Bet HaMalacha. So according to the Man Amar, we'll hold that you're not chayiv to pay. It says, really you are chayiv to pay if the father's broke. And really the Gemara could have said, chesaron kes means that. You're chayiv to spend money when the father's broke. And why didn't the Gemara give that answer? Really, it could have given that answer. But it didn't give that answer because it had a better answer. The answer of Bet HaMalacha is across the board. You don't have to say it's only in a case where the father's broke. You know what I mean? But you see from this Ritva that he's really learning, because this is exactly what they wanted to use as a proof that Kibra Vo'im, you don't have to spend your money, even if he's broke. That's what the Ran wanted to use as a raya the other way. Because the Gemara didn't answer that you have to spend your money and if the father's broke. So you see, it's nothing to do with Kibra Vo'im. But the Ritva is saying, no, the Gemara really could have answered that in Kibra Vo'im Yechayev when the father's broke. It just didn't because they had a better answer. So you see, the Ritva is learning, really, that this is a general halacha of Kibra Vo'im. That Kibra Vo'im really is mechayiv you to do it, even if the father is broke, you're chayiv to spend money. So if the father has money, you're not chayiv to spend money. If the father's broke, then you're chayiv to spend money. And he doesn't mention anything about tzedakah, nothing to do with tzedakah. He's saying it's a din of Kibra Vo'im. It's a general halacha of Kibra Vo'im. And the question is, first of all, what's the machalkas? Because right, they're learning clearly there's no Kibra Vo'im, period. Okay? But also, how does Kibra Vo'im mean that I have to spend money, or does it not mean that? How does it depend upon whether the father has money? I mean, I have to give him sushi. Do I have to spend the money for him or not? So who cares if he has money? Am I obligated in buying it, or am I not obligated in buying it? If I am, then it should be even if he has money. And if I'm not obligated, then it should be even if he doesn't have money. Like, what's the svara to say that it matters whether he has or he doesn't have?
And if you want, like, if you can ask him the Rambam, if you want to learn the Rambam to say it's from Akira Levi, you get the same question. Is it Michel Ben or is it Michel Av? Well, it depends on whether he has money or not. What's that idea? What's the logic for that? Okay? I think the Ritva, it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear the Ritva that he's definitely something, he's learning the other way. Okay, he's learning the other way. So essentially you have Machlokas here. So I guess what you, the way to go here, I think, is explain either position. I mean, there's Machlokas, but either one has their own internal difficulties. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes when you have different shitas, you can't just jump in to define the machlokas. Because you have to explain that there are problems in either position. For instance, the problems in the position of the tzlaka is what does tzlaka mean to do with it? How does he bring in kibbut? He seems like Danny said, he is bringing kibbut a little bit. So that, you have to explain what the let's say, the Ran's position is. And then in the Ritva, you have his own logical problems. Is that, does it involve kibbut? Does it cover it involve money? Does it not involve money? So I think it would be too quick to try to jump to explain the machlokas when you have to explain the logic of each position in their own right. And so I think we should explain the position in its own right, and then we'll try to after that, hopefully we could try to line them up and see where their point of argument is. You know what I mean? And just the methodology, I think it's a good, important idea. You can't, something you always like to define machlokas in this, you know, it's the easiest thing to define when you're starting out. But you gotta, you know, if there are problems in their own thing, you're not ready to define the machlokas. You have to just make each side make sense in their own right. Each side, you know. For instance, if the Ritva never argued with the Ran, you'd still have to define the Ran. The Ran still has to make sense in his own right, you know. Okay, so I'm thinking like Gary's lines. So I think I made it a little simpler. But the idea, honestly, is that the kavod means to take care of his needs. Okay? Kavod means to take care of his needs, right? Now, there are two kinds of needs. There are, so to speak, physical needs. Like, he needs to be fed, he needs to be clothed, he needs to be walked, he needs to be, you know what I mean? Physically taking care of these. And then there's financial needs. Financial is also a need. That's also a need, right? There's need to be, to have actions done to you, but then there's a financial need, right? There's a financial need. Now, the thing is like this, is that the need of being fed, see, that everyone needs to be fed. Everyone needs to get the food put on their table. Everyone needs someone to do that. So that need, it's a constant. But financial needs, you can't say a guy who's a millionaire and has financial needs. He's not a need. Right? In other words, financial needs means a guy who's low on finances, he doesn't have money, then he has a financial need. Okay? In other words, the need of being fed, so you say, is a guy needs to get the food on his table somehow. Now, it's true, he could do it by himself, but every guy needs to have food on his plate. So, it's true, he could do it, but the mitzvah of kavod is that I have to satisfy that need. So I always have to give my father a feed and I put the food on the plate. But in the financial need, the father also could have another kind of a need, which is a financial need. But that depends if he has money or not. If he has money, then he doesn't have a financial need. So what need does he have? He simply has a need for someone to put the food on the plate for him, for someone to put get him the drink, someone to go to the fridge. That's his only need. So that's all I have to do. So I use his money. That's not, he doesn't have a need for money. So I use his money. I'm not obligated to spend money because that's not one of his needs. Money is not one of his needs. But if the guy isn't honey, he doesn't have any money. So now you ask, what does the father need? What does he need? What are his needs? So he needs the money and the food. In other words, he needs the money in order to get the food. So that's another aspect of his needs. So now I'm chayav to, that becomes a need when he's an ani. So now I'm chayav to give him that need also. So I'm chayav to give him the money and then to give him the food. Right? So that's part of, and what's the need of the monetary need? You don't just say, I guess, he needs money to go out and be a millionaire, or he needs money. I mean, the monetary need is insofar as his needs, his basic necessities. You don't say his needs, monetary need is to go to make him a billionaire. His monetary needs are the needs of basically giving him basic sustenance. So therefore, if he doesn't have money, that becomes a need. You know what I mean? So therefore, Michel Av only means if he has the money. If he has the money. If he doesn't have the money, then it's Michel Ben, because that's another need. Whereas the other Shita, within the Ritva, the Shita who held Michel Ben holds the other way. He holds really part of this, the giving him food is the financial backing for the food. He doesn't learn that the money is a separate need, that there's the need of the food and then there's the need of the money. But he holds, no, when it means you have to give him food, it doesn't only mean to give him food, the action of giving him food, but it involves the financial backing. So that doesn't matter, even if he has money. It doesn't matter if he has money or he doesn't have money. The point is, giving him food means give him the food with the financial backing. So therefore, I have to give him the money whether he is poor or whether he is rich. It doesn't matter.
So the machlokas in the Rava is definitely there is a monetary thing, but is the money like a separate need from the food? So then I only have to do it if he has that need. If he doesn't have the need, I don't have to do it. Or do you say no, that the money is a part of the need of food? Giving him food means to give him the backing and the food. So therefore I always have to give him the money. So then you say it's Michel Ben. Okay? So that's what he's going through it from. The others apparently don't learn this. Apparently the others don't learn that financial needs is part of Kibbutz Avayim. Apparently they don't learn that. Their needs, according to the other ones, is basically means food. But giving actions. Needs are not, do not extend to financial needs. And the only way you can get financial needs is through tzedakah. But kavod does not encompass financial needs. Kavod includes like basic needs. Food, drink, clothing, you know. That's what kavod is. But finances, they learn, is not a part of the needs of kavod. But the Ritva learns it is part of it. But then you have to evaluate if he's an ani or not. Okay, so what they learn, how they get through tzedakah, we'll try to take up next week.